Skype is working, so we don't need to have a secondary device?
It seems so good. Let's try it.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, let's learn the arpeggio of Dear Alice, which is a nice arpeggio, and this will serve also to play for a piece because it has just two chords. Here I could cruise. Then I can send you also this by email.
Are you sending that to chat or to mail?
I send it both.
Okay. I haven't got anything yet. Okay, here's something came. Okay, so which one would you like me to... Okay. Oh, just a whole bunch of stuff came. There's Dear Alice, E minor and B minor. Okay. PDF, is that what I want to do first?
Yes.
Let's see if it printed. Whatever you said, I missed because I just checked my printer, which isn't printing.
That is not printing?
Well, I don't know what's going on here. Let me try something different. Where do we go?
So this here, let's see.
Oh, jeez.
Ahí está.
Something's going wrong. Ah, darn. Okay. Okay, let's see if that printed.
Okay.
No, that didn't print either. What is going on here? I'm going to try another. Oh, I got that, I got that, I got that. Print. Cannot be printed. I'm having problems printing. So
no
I guess
problem.
I'll just try to do
from,
that off the page here.
From the screen. Yes.
Okay, although it's hard to read.
Maybe solve the printer one.
So B minor. B minor, it's a strange B minor. Let's see, you have it on Skype. Okay, B minor is 2-4-4-3-2. Okay.
We have finger 1 or finger 2 on the 4th fret.
Yeah, that's just, a straight B minor, right? Barred B minor.
No, I mean the arpeggio. Yeah. So what we have in the PDF is an arpeggio. You're opening another one, but this here, the PDF one, it has 4, it says 406306.
Okay.
This is the sound.
6.
So, it's finger 2, there it says finger 2, on the 4th fret, 4th string.
Thank you. Okay, and then it goes to another B minor down there.
All right, then therefore we have.
Video number one.
It's set to play with the rhythm.
Two, you can hear that okay? Is that slower?
One, two. No, that's the same as before.
Thank you. gonna take some time.
Put the video, that's fine.
I'm sorry?
Put the video.
Okay, let's see.
One, two, three, four.
My muscle memory hasn't kicked in yet, though.
All right.
And it'll take a while before that does.
Play yourself without the video 1 second, but play it right with the same value. One. I don't care the speed and quality we play, but it has to be equal value of the notes.
I'm getting tired. Thank you.
segundo, ponemos por ejemplo this one, so it'll be, let's say 130.
It's pretty fast.
No, no, no. Every note is one note you play. Okay. It's actually slow.
So where am I here? But it's going to take a while before my fingers know it. If I think about it, then I get all confused.
For most speed, probably, but to play it like that, you can do very well this way. Okay. Look, then let's do, now we need to read the theme. So the theme will be on the third line.
Okay.
On the third line of the theme.
Okay. Third line. Okay, so, and now that's...
Second line is actually, because we have second and third line. Ahora, put the video one to show you how it sounds along with the theme, because there's two things. One is arpeggio and the other is a melody. And then we are supposed to play the melody over the arpeggio, while the arpeggio is playing. So, put the video one to show you how is that.
Okay, video one. Okay, someplace around here, video one. Okay. Confused where I'm. So, where am I supposed to be here?
So that is the melody along with the arpeggio. Okay, so. The arpeggio repeats twice, and in that thing you have the space for you to play. So then we read the music and get it into fingers. This thing.
Okay, in 2 weeks.
Un abrazo.
Thank you, Ruben. Night.
Un abrazo.